that sounds good, man. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I want to take a minute here and just remind everybody that Stampede Plumbing, they have been Rosie certified since 2006, okay? They've recently gone through an ownership change. I got to call Chris and Linda and just see how they're doing in their retirement years. But we took them off our network, quite frankly, just long enough to revet the new owners. Well, I have to tell you, the new owners passed with flying colors. Stampede Plumbing, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Certified, like I say, since 2006. You can't go wrong. I couldn't have been more impressed with the operation these new owners have got going. It really, really was awe-inspiring. So your plumbing needs can all still be taken care of by Stampede Plumbing, just like it's been getting taken care of by Stampede Plumbing for a long, long time. Got plumbing problems? Got plumbing concerns? Got plumbing worries? Give Stampede Plumbing a call. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. We're here this morning with Mr. Jeff Carmichael from Rias talking about preparing your home for the oncoming summer heat. And Chris was on the phone just before break talking to us about the importance of shade. And it is critically important. You take 20 degrees off of a surface the minute you cover it in shade. That's significant. Oh, yeah. You take your window frame from 110 or 115 degrees down to 90 or 95. That's turning the heat down quite a bit.
Yeah. You can't beat shade. So
absolutely. Now, his second question. I got a bedroom with a long run to it. Doesn't seem to stay the same temperature as the rest of the house.
Sure.
Talk to Chris about what you think you might be able to find there.
Yeah. That's kind of a loaded question, Chris. But there's several different things going on and several different solutions, I'll tell you that much. Depending on the degree of temperature difference you're experiencing, whether that's 3 degrees, 5 degrees, 10 degrees, will determine the severity of what is actually happening. But it could be, you know, lack of airflow. It could be lack of air return, air getting back to the unit. It could be, you know, we've seen ducts that are, you know, disconnected or not, you know, connected fully to the boot box. That's blowing all that air up into the attic. So there's a multitude of things that could cause that. Or it's just an air distribution problem. You know, there could be certain parts of your home getting more air than they need to, and that room down there is just not being satisfied.
Comfort, this term pressure mapping,
yeah,
was new to me, I want to say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, the more I learn about it, the more I learn. That's the key right there.
It is, yeah. And when you start looking at your house like a balloon, you know, when your air conditioning system turns on, you're just pressurizing that house full of air. Well, each room and each space can only handle so much air getting pushed into it and forced into it to a point where that air is going to start pushing back on the register and the duct that's trying to supply the air to the space. So in order for the house to condition itself properly, we need enough returns, and that's where you replace your filter, to remove that heat and moisture so we have a good circulation of air getting pushed in to the house and then also getting removed from the house.
I know people that will spend whatever money it costs to buy the highest SEER rating they can buy, and then they bolt that system to a leaky ductwork. The contractor never even verified the integrity of the ductwork.
Yeah.
And to a home that's so horribly balanced, you're spending all that money for extra SEER and you've just flushed it down the toilet.
Yep. We see it all the time. And that's quite frankly why we started Rias, right? So identifying all the things that can make your home as efficient as possible without just focusing on one item.
Well,
if you just focus on the ductwork, if you just focus on insulation, if you just focus on air conditioning units, you're missing, you know, 60% of the equation.
Absolutely. Well, I want to introduce you to Mandy. And Mandy is probably one of the smarter Rosie on the House listeners you listen to all day, because we're talking about how to beat the heat.
Mm-hmm.
She beats the heat by going north. Good morning, Mandy.
I'm running. I'm running, boys. I got 6 inches of snow at my house this morning in Red Lodge, Montana, so I'm not in that much of a hurry, but we're getting there.
Where in Montana? Mandy, where in Montana?
Red Lodge.
Okay, all right.
Red Lodge, yeah. Montana.
Oh, man.
And,
what a...
It's beautiful. I'm not going to lie, but yeah. I don't tell anybody else to come up.
So you're leaving, and your question is so pertinent to so many other people. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, so my husband and I have this debate every year. We've been doing this 15 years. We put, the R35, I think it's R35, foam board in the windows for insulation. And then we set the thermostat for the summer. We do have a programmable thermostat, but what is the so-called magic number when you leave your house for the summer here to put that at? And then I got a follow-up question as it pertains to water evaporation in your toilets and your pee traps.
Okay.
I'm nervous to even get involved in this there's a debate between you and your husband with it.
And wait, I'll go to the closet. I'll go to the closet and get our marriage counseling certificate out.
Right. I'm going to give you my opinion, and I think you might hear a different opinion from just about any air conditioning mind that you talk to.
Yeah.
But my recommendation is you put it at 86 degrees.
I'm sorry. We have such a bad.
Perfect.
Can I apologize?
I like it.
But just out of curiosity, what were you and your husband's set points?
So Ellis wanted to put it at 90, and I wanted to put it at 85.
Okay.
So we met in the middle at 87.
I'm okay with 87. That sounds great.
Okay. And do you fluctuate in your off-peak hours, or do you just set it and leave it?
I would, depending on what plan you're on, whether you're SRP or APS, I don't think it's going to be that significant of an issue.
No.
Say you're on a 3 to 7 plan though, where your high peak is, 3 PM to 7 PM. If you really want to get heavily involved in that programming, you could bump it up to, actually not even going to tell you that. Mandy, why don't you just leave it at 87?
Mandy, how big is your house here?
It's only 1,700 square feet.
Okay.
So it's easy turnkey in and out.
And it's
low maintenance.
It's completely empty. And at 86 degrees, what's your July and August bill?
Oh, I want to say $49.
Okay. No, we can't help you.
you're doing it right.
You're doing it exactly right, man. There's no worries for you and your husband ever to throw anything at each other again over the summer bills of the house in Phoenix. Y'all are doing perfect. You can't get any cheaper than that.
No, you can't.
I know it.
Okay, now I have a more important question for you. How big is your house in Red Lodge?
Yes,
how many rooms do you have?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
take us
right.
With you.
Well, let's put it this way. We have a lot of land, and you can bring your camper.
All right. Well, I'd be good with that. All right, man. Did you have any other questions?
She did. She wanted to know about the evaporation in the toilets and sinks. And what she's talking about is that when water drains through your shower or your faucet, there's called a P-trap, and water sits in there. You don't want that water to evaporate because then gases can back up into the homes. Just the cheapest vodka you can find, pour it in there. It doesn't evaporate.
Puts a layer of alcohol over the top and seems to protect it. But the way an air conditioner works is one of the things it does is it sucks any humidity it can find out, condenses onto the coil, and drains out. That's your condensate drain.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all summer long, this house is closed up, locked up, and the air conditioner is sucking moisture out from every place it can find.
Sure, yeah.
So there's been people put antifreeze in their toilet bowls.
You don't want to put that down into the city sewer, but
that's
system.
Not recommended. No. I'd be curious. I'd like to. I'll call Mandy later and just find out after she's come home. Has she ever found those completely dried out?
Yeah.
I'd be curious to know. Hey, let's see if we can get to Jennifer real quick. Also been very patiently waiting to talk to Jeff from Rias. Jennifer, good morning.
Hello, good morning. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. The best to you and yours.
Thank you.
Not all of us that have air conditioners own single family homes.
Good call.
What is your opinion about an energy audit for a one bedroom condominium unit?
What a great question.
That is a great question. Jennifer, I would start with, you know, we haven't quite gotten to this yet, but I think we should dive right in now. We offer a...
Should I call Todd on his cell phone? Jeff's getting ready to make a Rosie on the House offer.
No, we offer a free evaluation, and that's actually where I
how much?
F-R-E-E.
Free. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we recommend that even before you do an energy audit, whether you're a single family home or a condo, have one of my analysts come out and then get a feel of what's going on in the home or in your condo in particular. And then let's see how we can best guide you, if that makes sense.
And how would someone get a hold of this free
evaluation? And you can reach us on our website at reeis.com, fill out a contact form, brief description of what you'd like, and then we'll get in touch with you first thing Monday morning. Or you can call us at 480-969-7500. Leave us a message and we'll call you on Monday to get you on schedule.
That's a great question, Jennifer. We've covered some really critical issues. I can't leave this issue. And Mike, I see you on hold. I'm going to get to you, buddy, I promise. But everybody, not everybody, a lot of people just default to insulation because it's cheap.
Sure.
I mean, you can top a 2,000 square foot attic with another 3 to 4 inches for what is a very, very affordable price tag. People look at the numbers and say, oh, let's do that.
Yeah.
Could very well be the wrong place to start.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we like to do that evaluation first. So it helps us get a big picture, a visual of what's going on in the home, and then identify the issues that you're having and then guide you to the right service or solution, whether that's an audit, you name it. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And when the auto attendant answers, just hit 0, bypass the message, and get directly into the studio.